Okay, Parsha Sazria Metzayra. So we're going to talk a little bit about Sazria Metzayra and what it, and why we find Sazria Metzayra Dafka in the middle of Sphira. Firstly, I'm going to ask 7 questions, but see how you want to break it down. Parsha Sazria is mostly about Tzoras. Most of Parsha Sazria is about Tzoras. Is one parasha about Tumas Leda, when a Isha has a baby, whether it's a Zachar or an Akeva, there's different amounts of Tuma, but there's a Tuma when someone has a baby. And right after that, even before Sheni, starts the parasha of Tzoras. And that's the whole rest of the parasha. And that's interesting, you have a parasha completely on one topic, except there's a couple of Sukkim about a different topic. There's got to be some connection between the two topics. Gemara says in Pesachim, "Kol ha-misaper lashon hara, anyone who speaks lashon hara, ro'i la-shlichei le-klavim, he's worthy, it's befitting, that he be thrown to the dogs." Why should someone who speaks lashon hara be thrown to the dogs? Why specifically that einish or that? What's the mida keneged mida? What does dogs have to do with speaking lashon hara? That's not a vital question. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzoras and the Ramban in Parshas Sazria both say about Tzoras in houses. They don't say about Tzoras in a person, but they say it about Tzoras in houses. In the words of the Rambam, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Yud. This that the Torah calls Tzoras, Einoi Mimin Hagoi Shalolam, it's not a regular thing, it's not a Dvar Teva, it's not a Teva at all. Ela ois upella hoya b'Yisrael. It's an ois and pella in Klal Yisrael. Kidei lahaziran mi lashon hara. In order to be mazir them from lashon hara, and then the Rambam goes through the whole process that someone who speaks lashon hara, his house becomes nitzara, and if he still doesn't tshuva, then his clothing, and if he still doesn't do tshuva, then his guf. But the tzaras that we're talking about is an ois v'pella b'Yisrael. The Ramban says it on Tzoras and Begodim, Ze einenu b'teva klal, v'lehava ba'olam, v'chein nigei habotim. The question is, why does the einish v'lashon hara, Tzoras is an einish v'lashon hara, as we'll see. Why does the einish v'lashon hara come specifically through an einish that's a nes v'pela b'Yisrael? There's a lot of things, if you learn Pirkei Avos, if this and this happens, so dever ba'olam, it's a... sicknesses, the different sicknesses, diseases that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmanu Litzlan could send to punish someone. But the Chet of Lashon Hara, when Klal Yisrael's royal lekach, is in a tzura. The tzura of a einish comes in a tzura of nes v'pela b'Yisrael. Why dafka in that tzura? Clear? The Mishnah says in Nedarim, I think it's Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah says in Nedarim, G'dayla Mila. Mila is great. Shedoicha is hanegoim. Mila is great that it's doicha negoim. Now the truth is, I mean, it's a regular din. It's a regular din. I say doicha loisa, say it's also gin Shabbos. that if you have a person with a negat saras in the makim hamila, so the asay of yima b'sara lasay is daicha the loisa say that you're not allowed to cut off saras, and mila is daicha saras. It's a regular, it's a sugya. It's a sugya in the Gemara. Mila is daicha saras. A person has saras in the makim hamila, and there's a lav he shomer b'negah saras. There's a lav that you're not allowed to cut off saras, but if it's in the makim hamila and you have to do a mila, you're allowed to cut it off. What is the Mishnah being so nispoil about? That gedayla mila, that it's daichet saras. This is an asay, this is a lais asay, this is a sugi in the Gemara. One is daichet the other, and every asay daichet lais asay, we say gedayla this, and it's daichet that. What this sounds like there's some relationship here between saras and mila. And there's some kind of message from the fact that mila is daichet saras. Okay. Now let's look at the beginning of the parasha of saras. Vayidavar Hashem al Moshe v'Aharon leima. Adam ki yiyeh be'or b'soray se'eis oy sapachas oy baheres. This is the beginning of the parasha of Tzaras. An Adam who has be'or b'soray, an Adam who has in the skin of his flesh se'eis oy sapachas oy baheres, which are different negoim, and so on, the whole parasha of Tzaras. So it's interesting that it starts with the word Adam. The Mepharshim are Oymid, the Archaim HaKadosh, is Oymid on the fact that it starts with the person of Adam. The common Lashon is Ish. It should say Ish ki yiyeh be'or b'saray. We find a similar diyuk l'mashal in Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. Beginning of Parshas Vayikra, the first words in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, Adam ki yakrev mikem. And right away Rashi says Lama Ne'emar. Why does it say Adam? If you look in the Sefer Chachamim, it says Dehayolay lichtav ish. When it says Adam, it's trying. There's a special limud there. If you look in the beginning of Vayikra, you'll see the limud. We learn something out of Adam Arishan. There's a specific limud from the fact that it says Adam. So over here also, Adam ki yiyeh be'or b'saray se'eis oy sapachas, what's the special limud from the fact that it says Adam? Okay. Zog di Gemara, also a Nida. This is the first Gemara mentioning Nida. Zog di Gemara and Nida. It's also, I think, Laman Aleph Amud Beis. I think. The Gemara says like this. It's a very, very interesting thing. In the beginning of Parashas Tazria, the Pesukim are very interesting. Let's read the Pesukim. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, leimor, speak to Klal Yisrael, Isha ki sazriya v'yolda zachar. An Isha, a woman who has a baby, why it says dafka sazriya, you could look in Rashi, v'yolda zachar, and she gives birth to a boy, v'tama shivas yamim, she's tummy for 7 days, ki mei nidas devoisa titma, just like the amount of the tumas nida. And the next one says, v'yoy mashmini, and on the 8th day, yima v'sar alasa, you should do a mila. Yeah, I know that. I know that on the 8th day we do. What does that have to do with anything? I'm talking about the Tumas Leda. When a woman has a baby, she becomes tummy for 7 days. And on the 8th day, do a mila. It should also say maybe, Ubiyoyim Shleishim Yifdei Kol Bechor. Ubishnash Shleishasre Yatasa Bar Mitzvah. You know, we don't have to start saying the history of the kid now. We're talking about Tumas Leda. When a woman has a baby, she becomes tummy Tumas Leda. Then the Pasuk says, and on the 8th day, Yima Besara Lasoi. So, I don't think it's directly to address this, but the Gemara says in Nida. Why is a kid Nimal Dafka on the 8th day? Why Dafka on the 8th day? Zok the Gemara, Shalayiyu Aviv V'imay Atzevim, that his father and mother shouldn't be Atzevim, is sad. V'chol Ha'olam Smechim, and everyone else is happy. And the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that Aviv V'imay is Atzevim because she's Tamei Tumas Leida, so they're also to each other. The Isha for 7 days, for L'chol HaPachas for 7 days, is Tamei Tumas Leida. By a boy, it's always 7 days. It's Tamei Tumas Leida. And so that it shouldn't be a matzah where the whole world is being sameach about the Mila, and Ova V'imai are atzevim, that there are asurim zelazeh. So therefore, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed off the meal that should be by Yom HaShmini. That's Chazal that needs beer. There's two separate things going on here. There's a mila. The mila is a simcha, and everyone could join the simcha of the mila. She's also to her husband. That's a separate thing. The mila of a kid should be pushed off because shalayu ava v'imay atzevim v'chol ha'olam smeichim. Okay, there's a fascinating Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Azariah. That's going to be the end of our questions. Isha ki Sazria. Omer Rav Simloi. Kishem sheyitzi rasoi shal adam achar kol behem achaya v'oif b'maise bereshis. Kach toi rasoi nisparsha achar toi ras behem achaya v'oif. In other words, we had Parshas Shmini. Parshas Shmini is about all the behemoth chayas and oifas. What's mutter to eat, what's asa to eat. Behemoth zayis hachaya, the oifes, all the shratzim, all the different animals, what's mutter to eat and what's not to eat, the halachas of animals. So Rav Simloi says like this. Rav Simloi says, if you look at Ma'aseh Bereishis by the creation of the world, you'll find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the behemoth chayas of oifes, and only then did he create Adam at the end of the Yom HaShishi. So similarly, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining the Torah of Adam, he explains the Torah of Adam after all the behemoth chayas v'oifas. That's what Simloi says. So, Pashas, I want to know what the significance is of that. Why Taka was Adam created after all the behemoth chayas v'oifas? Taka, why? And why does that mean that his Torah should be nisparish after all the behemoth chayas v'oifas? And in addition to that, there's a lot of Torah about Adam in the Torah. There's a lot of halachas about Adam in the Torah. Why are these halachas the halachas that come after Behem HaChayav Ha'if? Okay, let's start with what we ended. Adam is created after Behem HaChayav Ha'if. There's a chazal that says like this. It's actually in the Tanchuma in this week's parasha. This chazal, could be it's in Bereishis also. But it's in the Medrash Tanchum at the beginning of Parshas Azariah. The Medrash says, on the sixth day of creation, Hashem created all the animals, all the chayas. And the lashon of the pasuk is, "Vayomer Hashem, Taitze ha'aretz nefesh chaya lemina." That the ground should produce a nefesh chaya. That's the animals, the elephants, the horses, nefesh chaya. So the Tanchuma brings Zu Nafshei Shal Adam Arishon. The interesting thing, it doesn't say that, it says that it's the creation of the animals. But the Tanchuma brings, this is the Nefesh of Adam Arishon. What does that mean? What does that mean, this is the Nefesh of Adam Arishon? And the Pshat is like this. An Adam is made up of different parts, different levels. He has a part of him that's the neshama min hashamayim, but he also has a part of him that's the same as every behemah chayav ha'oif. He has koyches in him, and gashmias that's the same as every behemah. Every behemah eats, and Adam eats, and so on and so forth. There are many things about Adam that he has in common with the behemahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created animals. That's part of the Bria of Adam, because the creation of animals, that's the Haskhala. Adam is the animals plus. Adam is the Kayach of Behema Chaya V'Oif plus. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Behema Chaya V'Oif, he created the potential for the lowest part of Adam. The concept, the physics in the Bria, the physics in the Bria, that there could be a nefesh behema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created when he created the animals. And on top of that, when he created Adam, he took the concepts that he had already created of animals, and he added to that the special neshama that Adam has, that no other nivra has. So when we say that Adam was created achar kol behema chayev va'oiv, the reason is because he's a built upon kol behema chayev va'oiv. Adam has within him the koichas of behema chayev va'oiv, and on top of that, a second story called the neshama. So when the sixth day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Toitzei ha'oretz nefesh chayel l'mina, Chazal says that this is nafshay shel Adam. If you learn nefesh ha'chayim, you learn that the neshama of a person is divided into different parts. There's nefesh, ruach, neshama. There are other parts of the neshama, perhaps. But there's nefesh, ruach, neshama. The nefesh of a person is the lowest part of his neshama. That's the part that keeps his body alive. The neshama of a person, that's mamish, the part that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it says Taitzei Ha'aretz Nefesh Chaya, Chazal say Zum Nafshay Shal Adam. The lowest part of Adam, the concepts of that, the physics of it, were created with the Bria of Behema Chaya Va'if. After that, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Nase Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. So Rashi says, Chazal say Lahavinu Lahaskel, the ability to understand, intelligence, ruchnias, neshama, all of that is built upon the concepts that were already created of animals. Now, every animal is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Adam was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the animals to Adam. And Adam was Kairi Shemus. Adam called this one a sus, and this one a oif, and this one a remes, and all the different types of animals. Adam gave each one a name, because each one has its own kayach. Each animal represents its own unique kayach, its own unique facet, its own tachlis in the Bria. That's the Vayikra LaAdam Shemos. Inside Adam, existing inside Adam, is the unique kayach of every single animal, plus. Nefesh HaChaim says that's the pshat. There's so many pshatim that starting from Chazal all the way down the generations, people said of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nasa Adam B'lashon Rabim. Nasa Adam, let us make man. Let us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating Adam. Who's joining Hashem and creating Adam? So the Nefesh HaChaim said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to the Bria, to the world. And he was saying, let us, every single Kayach in the world, every single Bria in the world should give from its Kayach to Adam. So we have in us the Kayach of what's unique about the Behemoth, Chayas, Oifis, Dogim, Shratim, all the different parts of Behemoth, Chayas, Oifis, we have those Kayachs inside of us. And on top of that, we have a neshama, a seichel. I'm going to skip a little on the sheet and do the first paragraph in a little bit of a different order. So we said a couple of months ago, we said this. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Adam, Uridu bidgas hayom uba'if ha'shamayim uba'chol behema reimeses ala oretz, that Adam should rule, Adam should dominate all the behemas, chayas, and oifas. That's part of the shlita, the malchus that was given to Adam, is that he dominates over behemas, chayas, and oifas. That's part of the malchus of Adam. But according to what we're saying, that within Adam is also all the kaychas of all the behemoths, chayas, and oifas. So part of that redu is that the person should be able to rule over himself. That his kayach ha-seichel, that his neshama, should be able to be shaylat in the behemoth part of him, in the chayah part of him, in the oif part of him, in the dog part of him, in all the different parts of him. That's part of what's nechlal in this redu. In the words of Rav Huttner, he says, just like there's in the world Adam and in the world Behema, he says, within man there's the Adam Sheva Adam and there's the Behema Sheva Adam. The Adam Sheva Adam is the Seichel of Adam, the Neshama of Adam. The behema sheba adam is the chelak hagashmi, the guf, the different kaychas haguf that exist in a person. And he says, comes from the pasuk of redu b'dgas hayom u'ba'if ha-shamayim u'b'chol behema ha-roi meses ha-lerz, comes the ability of the adam sheba adam, of the seichel of adam, to rule, to dominate, to coordinate, to harmonize all the kaychas that exist within a person. The seichel of a person prevents chaos. Without the seichel of a person, it's just opposing kaychas in a person. It's confusing, overwhelming, frustrating. It's just like opposing kaychas and instincts and desires in a person. The seichel of a person coordinates everything, and it should be in the right place, in the right time, in the right oifen, in the right amount, in the right midah. That's the uridu. Just like a general controls his army, and he sends these troops here, and these troops here, and he controls the powers that are under his dominion. So too the seichel of Adam is uridu, bidgas hayom, ubo'if ha-shamayim, is that every single kayach bahami, every single animalistic kayach that exists within a person, is meshubit to the seichel of a person which commands it and gives it instructions. There's a little kuntras that I have here. Last time I spoke about it, I didn't have it, and I said I wish I would have it, so somebody who was there bought it for me. I should try that more often. There's a kuntras that was written. It's called Kuntras Ha'adam Bikar. And it says in it that it's a little bit about the Torah and the history of Rabbi Yerucham Halevi Lvovitz Mimir, the Mashgiach of the Mir, Rabbi Yerucham. And it says here, Lukat v'chubar, this was collected and put together, Al Yudei Misha'enai Ro'i Lihikare Talmidai, through someone who's not deserving of being called his Talmud. This person who thinks he's not deserving of being called his Talmud is Rav Shlomo Volba. Put this kuntras out before the Alei Shor days, before the pre-Alei Shor. So the first half of the Sefer is different things about the life of Rav Yerucham. It's a Musa Sefer. If anyone wants to take it and learn it during Musa Seder, it's Mamash a Musa Sefer. Even the story part of it. And the end of it, the second half of it, is 10 ma'amorim, simple ma'amorim that explain the yesaidus upon which Rabbi Yerucham built his whole hashkafas hachayim that he taught in the mirror. Like, ma'amosh, yesaidus. So in Zion, page Nun Hey, in Zion, the seventh Nakuda, he brings a chazal that really complements the Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Sazria. And he says like this. You know, let me hold on to this for a minute. Let me just make up the lines that I skipped over here. So we can have a whole picture. So we have this picture of the creation of Behema Chaya V'Oif, Dagim Behema Chaya V'Oif, and on top of that, the Neshama of an Adam. And residing within a person is this incredible thing, which is a mixture of ruchnias and gashmias. He has a neshama, and he has a guf. It's an incredible thing. This unique mixture is something that Adam has, that no other nivra in the world has. Animals don't have a neshama, and malachim don't have a guf. Only Adam has a neshama and a guf. That's what the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Vav, when he's explaining the bracha of Asher Yatzar, that we end off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifei Chol Basar U'mafli La'asos. So it says, Mafli La'asos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something incredible. Elashim Pela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something peladic, mafli, peladic. Mafli Lasais. So the Rama says to explain the Pella of Mafli Lasais, he says the Pella is this, that a neshama is able to be connected to a guf gashmi and operate together as one. The chibur ruchni v'gashmi, that's a Pella. It's an incredible, Machaber says a different pshat. The Rama says this pshat, that's a Pella. He says, and that's what we say, Mafli Lasas, we're saying Asher Yotzar, which is about the guf, and we're heading towards Alekai Neshama, which is about the Neshama. So Mafli Lasas connects the bracha about the guf to the bracha about the Neshama. Asher Yotzar is Adam Lechachma is on the guf. Alekai Neshama Shenosatabi is about the Neshama. We connect those two brachas with Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifechol Basar, Mafli Lasas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this incredible Pella, that he's mechaber ruchni v'gashmi. That's the uniqueness of Adam. That Adam has this incredible potential of ruchnias and this incredible neshama and seichel, but he also has every single kayach bahami that an animal has. That's the Pella.
How does an animal come back as a gilgul as a man?
What?
The neshama of man can come back as a gilgul as an animal, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
Neshama is an animal.
What?
So
I don't know anything about that.
He was only gilgul, right?
I don't know anything about that. Okay, so he says, Revolver writes, Nizboine no bechazal. Let's think about a chazal over here. Ba'aspaklaria shall adoneinu moreno v'rabeinu. Through the hashkafa of Rabbi Rucham. He brings a chazal. The chazal is in this week's parsha. The beginning of parsha Sazria. The first parsha of the Medrash Rabbah in this week's parsha, Parak Yud Daled. Ochar v'kedem tzartoni, the pasuk says. Afterwards and before you formed me. Interesting. Ochar v'kedem tzartoni. Afterwards and before you formed me. Amar Shimon ben Lakish. Ochar l'maisa yom achor. After the last day. V'kodam l'maisa yom rishon. And before the first day. Im zocha adam, if a person is zocha oimrim lohi ata kodamta lemalacha yashoris. If a person is zocha, we say to him, you are before, you are greater, you are better than malacha yashoris. V'im lav oimrim lohi yitush kodmach. If not, we tell him the mosquito came before you. Powerful chazal. If a person is zocha, we tell him, you're greater, you're before malacha yashoris. This is Merumah. If you look in the Chazal, you see it's Merumah in a pasuk. V'ruach elikim arachefes al pnei amayim is Meramis to Adam before the Maisa Bereishis. If you're not Zaycha, then we say, look, the whole Bria was created before you. Even the mosquitoes were created before you. You're nothing. You're nothing.
Who's that pasuk?
I don't know. You have to look in the Medrash.
Zaycha v'kedem.
Tell him. And the chat is like this. He says it so sweetly here, so maturely. He says, he writes, you'll look it up, you'll see. He writes, Rabbi Yerucham did not explain what this Yitzir, what was created, in what exists in Adam that's so low that even a mosquito was greater than. What could exist in Adam so low that even a mosquito was greater than? He didn't explain it, he says, because the Dor Deo that he spoke to, the incredible generation, the pre-war yeshivalite, they didn't need such explanations. He says, but I'm going to say it straight out. Anachnu nagid beferish. We're going to say it straight out. That this lowliness that exists in a person, that it can bring a person, that has the potential to bring a person to be lower than a mosquito, is the Yetzirah. And the Pshat, according to the Derech that we're saying tonight, the Pshat is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. Behema, Chaya, Ve'oif is the first floor of the building. And then on top of that is another floor, another kaima called the neshama of an Adam. This that a person was created after all the animals is so that when he comes into this world with his neshama, he has an avodah to do. And that avodah is a redu, b'dgas hayom, b'oif ha-shamayim, b'chol behema, b'remesa. It's to coordinate, to control, to be on top of all the different koichas that are inside of him. If his yetzahara causes him, then his seichel is unable to take control, to properly coordinate the koichas haguf that exist within him, if that's what happens, so then he's worse than a mosquito. You know why? Because a mosquito does everything Hashem tells it to do. Because even the lowest nivra in the world, the shratzim, do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do. Only an Adam is the only nivra that can have such gashrius inside of him, not listening to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That only can exist in Adam. That lowliness could only exist in Adam. Only in Adam, every tree listens to Hashem, every butterfly listens to Hashem, every insect, every cockroach listens to Hashem. But in Adam is a gashmiistic anivra that has the ability to be lower than the lowest animal that exists because of his yetzer hara.
They don't have that opposing factor.
Okay. But the raw fact is that in Adam can do it. You want to be Malamed Tzchus? Okay. Thank you. On the other hand, only an Adam can take seichel and use that seichel to lift a guf up to serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Only an Adam can do that. Because as Yochanan points out, all the physical nevarim, they instinctively serve Hashem. They're programmed that way. But to do the avodah of using a neshama to inspire a whole Adam to serve Hashem, only an Adam can do that. And if an Adam does that, then he's greater than a malach. Because a malach never does that. A malach has a neshama, he doesn't have a yetzer. He has a neshama, he doesn't have a guf. He doesn't have this challenge of trying to push his guf in a certain direction. He doesn't have that challenge. So if Adam is zoicha, if he steigs, if he uses his mind, his seichel, his neshama, his heart, his avodas Hashem correctly, so he's koydim to malachei asharis. He's even greater than malachei asharis. It's very good that a malach never did an aveira, but a malach never had a taiva. But I fought and battled, and ups and downs, and back and forth, and frustration after frustration, until I managed to be mechavin my guf to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So you're koydim to malachei asharis. You're even greater than malachei asharis. But if you give up, if a person falls and gives up and lets his mind become hefker and lets his instincts run wild, so then he becomes lower than even the lowest nivra that exists. That's Adam. Thanks. Now we'll talk about the half full part. All of this that in Adam is a bar misa, we discussed before Pesach, all of this that in Adam is a bar misa, that's all before Klal Yisrael came around. But with the birth of Klal Yisrael, with the Leda of Klal Yisrael, became established, Atem Kriyim Adam, Klal Yisrael is called Adam, Klal Yisrael as a whole returned to the Ma'il of Adam, Kaidim Achet. Klal Yisrael as a whole is back to that tremendous Ma'il called Adam. I'm saying it now b'kitzur because we just discussed it a few weeks ago. That's what Chazal teach us on the pasuk in Yecheskel that says Adam Atem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Adam Atem, and Chazal the Gemara in Yevama says Atem Kriyim Adam. You Klal Yisrael are called Adam. Ve'ein Umas Ha'olam Kriyim Adam. Now, even though now Yechidim and Klal Yisrael still have Misa, we didn't reach our perfection yet. But it's enough. We're enough on the Madrega of Adam Arishan that it's not possible for the Klal Yisrael to die. As a klal, the Adam called Klal Yisrael, as a klal, can't die. Every Ummah in the world could die out. Klal Yisrael can't die out. Just like Adam Arishan couldn't die. The Xeris Misa on Yechidim is still here, temporarily, is still here. Even now Xeris Misa is temporary, because each year is going to come back to life. Because it's Chiyas HaMeisim. But to a certain extent, there's something similar to Misa by Klal Yisrael, but not the klal of Klal Yisrael. And again, each the Emes says that every individual Yid won't die either. Naturally, that's the half full part. Every individual Yid won't die either, because every Yid, Kol Yisrael Yashlam Chelik La'ilam Haba, every Yid is going to become the Tchias HaMeisim. So, I still remember, I think I said this over a while ago. I remember when I went to Hakamas Matzevi when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and of a great uncle of mine who was Nifter when I was there. I didn't really know him, but I went to the Hakamas Matzevi, and his granddaughter was an Israeli girl, but she knew a little bit English. I don't know how. I guess they learn English at school. I guess she knew English, and I guess she wanted to show off her English to me. So she came over to me in the middle of the base island, and she tells me, she says, cemetery. She says, cemetery. Is a milako kach kveda. It's such a heavy word, such a severe word, cemetery. So I told her that we call a base achloras a base achaim. I don't think in a Brit, but in Lashon HaKodesh. In Svarim and Chazal, the Beis Olam, we call it, it's also called the Beis HaChaim. You look in Svarim, you see. What? Right. Beis HaChaim. And the pshat is, and I heard this from our Rabbeim, the reason why we call it the Beis HaChaim, some say it's Tam, Lashon Sagi Nor. Yeah, we don't want to say Beis Misa, so we say Beis HaChaim. You know, just like we call a blind person is called Sagi Nor, he has a lot of light. The opposite. But they say that there's a deeper meaning. We say Beis HaChaim because we're trying to point out, yeah, it looks like everyone here is dead. No. They're all going to come. Chiyas HaMeisim. They're all still Shaykh to Chaim. No, this is a Beis HaChaim. It's the famous Maisa with Rebbe Akiva Eiger. I'll just interrupt for another minute. The famous Maisa with Rebbe Akiva Eiger, that there was a Yid who was Malva Baribis, I think it was. Very, very stingy person. He used to charge rivers to other Yidden. So when it came time for him to, when he died, so if you make a pasuk that they can't bury him in the regular Beis HaKvaros. So, but they couldn't just not bury him in the regular Beis HaKvaros, they'll bring him to court. So told the Chevra Kadisha to charge this family a tremendous amount of money to bury him in the Yiddish Beis Olam. Tremendous amount of money. So when they heard this, they sued and they brought him to court. So Greg told the judge, he said, I'm not overcharging a penny. Not a penny. He said, look, every single year that's in this basic order is not paying, it's not a sale, it's a rent. It's paying rent. Because he's going to reside in the ground for a short while, soon Mashiach will come, and he's not going to be there anymore. And it's going to become empty. So that's why we have such cheap fees to be buried in our Beis HaKvaros, because it's only for a couple of years. But this guy, it says that someone who's Malva Baribis has not come with Chiyas HaMeisim. So this guy is going to be there a lot longer than anyone else. That's why we charge more. Simple. But you see that attitude that there's no Misa Bayin. There's no Misa Bayin. Adam Arishan, when he did the Chayt, that's when he got an Orla. Mila is the Tzura of people that are Shaykh to Atam Kuriyam Adam.
So do we still have 2 months later?
Again, because of what we do have, because it's not a complete tikkun. But you're right that we have Tumas Leda, but the ability to be Metahir ourselves with Tumas Leda comes from the other part. As a matter of fact, I didn't see it straight up, but I saw Merumas in the Sfarim. That this process of the Tahara from these Tumas, that's part of the process of us perfecting ourselves and being Mesakhir ourselves until we completely tahar. But at least this much we have, that there's Tumas Leda, just like there is Misa. But just like this Misa is a temporary Misa, the Tumah is also a temporary Tumah. Mila is Shayach to Atam Kuriyam Adam. Mila is Shayach to the Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was born, was created with a Mila. When he did the Chait, so he got an Orla. Yidden cut off the Arla, because we're really Shayach to Adam Rishon, Kaidem Achet. And we're so shaykh to it that the Gemara says in Nedarim that someone who makes a neder, famous Gemara in Nedarim, someone who makes a neder, he says, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to have any hana from someone who doesn't have a mila. He's making a neder, he's not going to have any hana from someone who has a mila. So he says, if there's a yid without a mila, the neder still doesn't apply. Because even a yid without a mila is called nima. It's called that he has a mila. Because he's shaykh to the inyan of mila. That's how much Klal Yisrael is shaykh to mila. Okay, so now we have a better tefisa of Chazal. Why is Mila on the eighth day? You can't have Mila, which is the tikkun of the chisaron of Adam, at the same time that you're experiencing Tumas Leida, which is an experience of the chisaron of the madrega of Adam. That's what it says, Shalayiyu aviv v'ima yatsevim v'chol ha'olam smeichim. It's not stuff that it's not right, everyone should be happy while they're upset. Their atzvos is about, the content of their atzvos is exactly the opposite of the simcha of Mila. It's a stira. The two can't exist together. The simcha of Mila is that Klal Yisrael is shayach to the madrega of Adam Arishan, that ultimately we're going to be completely back to the madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidem Achet. The temporary 7 days of Tumas Leida is because we still do have some of the chisaron of the chet of Adam, but we still do have a misa. That's the pshat shalayiyu avav v'imayat seivim v'chol ha'olam smeichim. And that's the diktuk of the lashon at seivim, because the klala on chava, that because of that came all the tzar of leida and the tuma of leida, the Pirkei Rabbeinu says, and tumas nida, tumas ziva, all the different tumas that surround leida, come from a pasuk that says be'etzev tildi banim, be'etzev with sadness, with tzar, you'll give birth to children. Be'etzev tildi banim. So the lashon we describe tumas leida is shalayiu aviv v'imay atzevim. That's the same lashon of be'etzev tildi banim. So that's your lettuce. Now let's move on to tzaras. How's it going, Josh? Okay. It's brought in Chazal and in the Medrash in many, many, many places. We saw before the Rambam says that the Aveira of the Nega of Tzaras comes from Lashon Hara, the Aveira of Lashon Hara. The Gemara brings other Aveiras that cause Tzaras, but Be'ikr, what we find Mole in Chazal, is that it comes on the Aveira of Lashon Hara. I brought two or three dugmais here. One is the Rambam that I mentioned before. He says Meferish, that it comes because of Lashon Hara. The Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Metzora. Rashi says that we bring tziporim to be Metzora. Metzora, he says Lafisha Anegoim Boy Na Lashon Hara. Since Tzaras comes because of Lashon Hara, Shu Ma'isav Tzfutei Dvarim, which is like chirping, like talking useless talk. Lafiga Chuzkeku L'Tarasay Tziporim Shem Mefatfatim Tamid. Therefore, we use tziporim chirp a lot. That's what Rashi says. Again, another mention of Rashi b'shem Chazal, that Tzaras comes from Lashon Hara. Someone once told me when I was young that you see a remez to it, because it says, Odom kiyeh ba'ar b'sari se'es. Se'es is the same letters of Leisisa Shem Asha, which is one of the main lavim of Lashon Hara. Se'es, Lashon of Sisa. They also say, the Svarim bring, that this whole thing is the Torah of Mitzayra. They say HaMitzayra is HaMaitzi Ra, someone who's Maitzi Shemra. Um, And also the Medayik in the Pasuk, I think the Shlo brings Vashem Desire. Shomer Pivul L'Shonai, he says someone who watches his mouth, Shomer Mitzoreis Nafshois, Shomer himself from Tzoros. So the Chazal Darshan on that, Shomer Pivul L'Shonai, Shomer Mitzoreis Nafshois. He's Shomer himself from Tzoros. So you see, overwhelming amount of Chazal that associate Tzoros with Lashon Hara. Now, we explained that the uniqueness of Adam, what makes Adam unique from all the other Nevroim in the entire world, starting from Malachim and down to the Yitush, is the fact that Adam is a combination, a mizu, a combination of Ruchnias and Gashmias together. That's the Pella, Machli Lasis. But Adam is a combination of Ruchnias and Gashmias together. What's the expression of that uniqueness? What does Adam have that demonstrates the combination of Ruchnias and Gashmias together? That demonstration is called speech. Dibur is using Kalim of the Guf to explain Machshavas of the Seichel. Maral says this, others. Using kalim of the guf, malachim don't have dibur, they don't have a mouth. Animals don't have seichel. Adam has this unique thing that he has klei haguf that express machshavas of the seichel. So dibur is the expression of the pella of machli la'asos.
Okay, animals have that machshava. They just can't express it, or they can't have a machshava?
No, they don't have the machshava part. Maybe if they had it, they'd be able to express it.
Yeah.
Right? They know how to, the parrots know how to imitate.
Right?
Right? But they don't have the machshava part. Malachim don't have the dibur part. Adam has the dibur and the machshava together. Pella. That's the pella. That's why it says in the Targum, the famous Targum, Vayipach ba'avav nishmas chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a neshama into Adam. That's his seichel. Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, and Adam became a nefesh chaya, that the Targum Onkelos says l'ruach memalala. He became a speaking Adam. The neshama blown into the guf created a kayach hadibur, and that's why Rav Huttner says the chelik in the Rambam that discusses dibur, nedarin, nedavos, and so on, is called hafla. That's the part of the Rambam. It's called hafla. And the emes is that it comes from a pasuk by Nazir. It says, ish ki yafli. When a person makes a neder to become a Nazir, it's called yafli. That's that he's using his pella. He's using his kayach hadibur. That's the pella that the Ruchnias and Gashmi is drawing together. Somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, it's not stam and aveira. He's taking the thing that's an expression of what makes him unique in the whole Bria, and he's being mekalkalit, he's destroying it. The one thing that makes him unique from the whole Bria is his kayach hadibur. More than malachim and more than behemoth. And he's taking that kayach hadibur and he's being mekalkalit. That's the diktuk of the lashon that we saw, that I asked in the beginning of Parshas Azriya. By Dabar Hashem Moshe Lalemer, Adam ki yiyeh ba'or b'saroi. An Adam who gets in his basar a tzaras, a nega tzaras, for speaking lashon hara, because the reason why he gets the nega, the reason why he's getting this punishment, is because he's an Adam, and he's being mekalkel his ma'ila sa'adam. And that's what they say. If you look in the Aruch HaMakom, she says this is a smach for this, that it's brought in the Gemara, it's brought in the Mishnayos and the Goyim, that a Goy does not get to Tumas Tzaras. Because he's not Adam. A Goy is not Adam. It's not Atem Kruyim Adam. A Yid is Adam. So Adam, an Adam who abuses his Kayach HaDibur, so he has to go through the Seder of Tzaras. That's why it starts with the word Adam. And that's the pshat that you find many times in Chazal, starting with the famous Chazal that a mitzayr is chashav kameis. It says in Chazal that a mitzayr is like a dead person. You find many times in Chazal, many different indications that tzaras is like a little bit of a misa. The Tumas Ra is a little bit like Tumas Misa. It's a little bit of a Misa. Just like when Adam did his first Chait, Ofarata v'al Ofartashus. And just like by the Dor HaMabo, L'yadun Ruchi ba'Adam. We find with this Kilkulim in the Maila Sa'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Ruach away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his Ruach. He takes away the Neshama a little bit. And that's Tzaras. Tzaras is a manifestation of Misa within a person. A Misa in a live person. The part of his body that doesn't have Tzaras is called Basar Chai. You look in the Pesukim, you'll see when you Ma'ave Sedra. The part of his body that does not have Tzaras is called Basar Chai. That's the part that's alive. The Tzaras part is dead. Misa. That's the Einish when an Adam loses his Ma'ave Sa'adam. My father said once, I don't remember him saying it, but I have it written down, that it's Merumas in the Pesukim, this idea. It says when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Vayichar. What's the exact Lashon? Vayichar Af Hashem Bom. Some Lashon Hashem got angry. Hashem got upset. It says Hashem, there was a Midas Adin. Vayelach, and Hashem left. And the next pasuk says that Miriam had Saras. So my father told me that it's merumas there, the taking away the ruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset and he left. Because what keeps us alive is the presence of Hashem within us. So when you find the vayelech, that Hashem left, the next pasuk is that this is saras. Now we understand the hispilus of the, and this will make Nashi happy. Is he still up? This will brings out the hispilus of the Mishnah. Gedoyla, what? Gedoyla mila shedoyches anegoyim. Mila is great that it's doyche anegoyim. It's true, it's because of Asay Doyche Loisa say, but the remez over here, the Chazal are telling us in this Mishnah, is that mila is so powerful. In other words, the mila, which is the mila of Adam, the greatness of Adam, the ability of Adam to be an Adam, is so great that it's doicha, that it pushes aside negoyim. Negoyim comes from the chisaron of Adam, the way we're describing. So that's the relationship. There's a steer over here. Negoyim is the arida of Adam. Mila is the mila of Adam. And we see that when we work through the sugya, what comes out, which ends up being more powerful? The mila of Adam or the chisaron of Adam? The mila of Adam ends up being more powerful. Gedoyla mila shedoyches hanegoyim. Clear, Zavi?
No, not that last thing.
Should I say it again?
No, yeah, I mean, this negoyim part is, that's when you're actually doing bad. It's not like mila is doche, the behemoth part of a person. When we're talking about negoyim, we're talking about already the bad.
100%.
But I mean, mila is doche.
The person doesn't have tzaras anymore if they cut off the mila. In other words, the power of mila is so strong that even when there's a manifestation of the arida of Adam in a person, it's daichet.
Okay.
I was wondering, perhaps, that's the inyan, that the punishment that comes when a person abuses his kayach adibur. What's the kayach adibur of a person? Pella. Mafli lasis. It's a pella. What einish comes to punish him? An einish that the Rambam calls a nes vafella. A pella. The einish that comes to punish a person for abusing his pella, the einish itself is a pella. That's the midah kinah gemidah. Perhaps, I don't know. It's just the mamish, the lashon of the Rambam is mamish. This word, it's a einay miminhodesh ella ois upella, and pella. That's the lashon dibur haflo ishki yafli. Perhaps.
And what about the Rambam?
The Rambam also, he doesn't use the word pella, but also the same idea that it's not miminhodesh alaylam. It's something beyond miminhodesh alaylam. Okay. One more thing now. I'm going to have to go a little bit quickly because we're getting close to 12 o'clock. We said before Pesach, we spoke about that the whole inyan of Pesach, the whole inyan of Pesach is the leida of this new Adam called Klal Yisrael, Atam Kriyam Adam. We spoke about it before Pesach. And we spoke about how Paray was trying to hold back a person, the Klal Yisrael, from being born. And that's why Paray is called a Nachash. We found Psukkah, and Paray is called a Nachash. Just like the original Nachash, the Nachash HaKadmoni brought down Adam from his Madrega, so too Paray tried to hold back Adam from going back to that Madrega. And that's why Paray is called a Nachash. In Cain, it makes sense that we find a part of the Seder of the Geula started with Klal Yisrael's tefillas. Why were they being misfal by Yehonchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avayda? Why were they being nenach? Why were they groaning? So Rashi brings, because Paray got tzaras. And since Paray got tzaras, so he was sheichet Jewish children and to try to wash himself in their blood, to try to cure the tzaras. And Memela Klal Yisrael was misfal, and Memela Tzargad, the wheels rolling for the Geula. Paray getting tzaras is unbelievable. Paray is the one who's trying to keep down the Ma'ilas Adam, the destruction of the Ma'ilas Adam. And that's what we're describing, that's what tzaras is. Tzaras is Misa. Tzaras is Yerida in the Ma'ilas Adam. So Paray gets tzaras. Mi idea, I don't know. I would wonder if, I don't know if Paray had this cheshbon or not, but I would wonder if Paray's desire to bathe in the blood of Jewish children, it wasn't, if he wanted to kill children, he could kill children, is that he was margish in them a Ma'ilas Sa'adam. And he knew that the refuah for tzaras is Ma'ilas Sa'adam.
Doesn't Rashi say that his doctors advised him to?
Yeah, but how they knew, they, whatever sense made them think that that's a good refuah. It's not brought in any medical books today, I don't think.
Didn't the Rambam say it only exists by Klal Yisrael?
As a Seder, it only exists in Klal Yisrael, but it says that he got Tzaraz.
Because he wanted to take something of Adam.
He was being moirid, the Ma'ilah, trying to keep it down.
Okay.
Oh, you mean to cure himself? Yeah, he wanted like to expose himself to that Adam. Rabbi Isaac, please.
How is he keeping it down?
By preventing Klal Yisrael from being born. Preventing Klal Yisrael from leaving.
Meaning beforehand? No, it's
Europe.
He's trying to expose himself to the Ma'ilas Adam,
but
in order to do that, he's...
Yeah, I know that's a shakasha. Yeah. He was Paray. Okay, that's Aleph. And Beis, we explained the Nes of Shabbos HaGadol. The Nes of Shabbos HaGadol, that Klal Yisrael was able to take the seh of the Goyim, the Avodah Zarah of the Goyim, and they didn't say a word. And we said the pshat is not that the Mitzrayim had some kind of miraculous paralysis or something. The pshat was that Klal Yisrael was developing, was being yoytzei now, was starting the mahalach of becoming that Adam, and there was pashat in awe from that Adam. I think I mentioned it in passing then, I'm really just going to mention it again in passing now, that it says in the Seder Yetzias Mitzrayim that Moshe's maftiach, and the Pesukim says that's what Taka happened, that a dog will not bark. A dog will not bark at a yid. The klal is like this. Again, it's late, I'm just going to say it in passing. The klal is that what a dog represents whenever an Adam fails his maila, the dog comes to be taveya. The dog is the one who always tries to show that an Adam is really just a behemoth. There's nothing special about an Adam. And whenever Adam acts like a behemoth, or doesn't live up to the mile of Adam, the door comes and collects. That's why when Izebel was a murderer. So the dogs ate her flesh. Because when you murder Adam, that's a chisaron of the Ma'ilas Adam. So the dogs ate her flesh. But it says the dogs didn't eat kapes yodev or aglea. The dogs didn't eat her palms and her feet. Because she used to dance by chasinus. Dancing by chasinus, that's a chashivas of Adam. So the dogs couldn't touch it. Many times we find this thing. That dogs come to be toiveya, the Ma'ilas Adam. When Klal Yisrael was developing the true Ma'ila of Adam, so the pasuk says the dogs won't bark. There's not going to be any kitruk from the dogs. That's what the pasuk says. And that's the pshat. Kol ha-misafer lashon hara, roi l'hashlicha l'klavim. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara, he's abusing his Ma'ilo Sa'adam. He's abusing his Ma'ilo Sa'adam. So he deserves, just like the dogs, exactly the opposite of the dogs by Yitzias Mitzrayim, that recognize the Ma'ilo of Adam, and therefore they wouldn't bark because there's an Adam here. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara, roi l'hashlicha l'klavim. I found a fascinating shlod that I don't really understand, but it's incredible, I have to say it anyway. One of the things it says in the Ramban, that one of the Isis, that one of the Shitas in the Medrash, after Cain killed Hevel, it says that Cain was given an Ois, and the Ramban says that Ois, according to one Medrash, was a dog. It also makes sense. Cain killed the first human being, tremendous Yerida of the Ma'ilas HaAdam, so he got a dog. There's another pshat. The Shlach says like this. He says that it's a Gemara, Chazal bring that when Nachash was Baal, it says that Nachash was Baal Chava. It says in Chazal. And it says he was Hitil Ba Zuama. He caused a certain Zuama, a certain filthiness to go into her, and that's part of what causes the klolus that Adam has. The Medrash says that from this Zuama, Cain was created. Because the Belazar says that other midrashim, from this Zuam a Kain was created. Zokte Shlah says like this. He says this Zuam from the Chait of the Nachash, the Chait of Adam and Chava, had in it Tzaras. The Zuha Zuam Eres Shel Tzaras. And he says, I'll prove it. Because we find that Kain had Tzaras. Because the Medrash says that the ois that Cain had was Saras. Now, I don't understand this whole Seder HaDvarim over here, but I do see one thing. I see that the result of the Chet of Adam Arishan, which is the original Hashpol of Adam, had it in its Saras. And I see that Cain, who got an ois for killing an Adam, which is a Vaiter Hashpol of Adam, also had Saras. And he says, not just for interest's sake, he says that Cain and Hevel, did anybody know what they were fighting about? What? That's one Chazal. Chazal say that Cain and Hevel had a twin sister. With two twin sisters. And each one was roi for, each one was born with a twin sister to marry. But besides for that, there was a twin sister. And Cain wanted her. So he killed Hevel so he could have her. That's what I'm saying, Chazal. Zok the Shlah. Hevel, he said, was Nizgalgal in Moshe Rabbeinu. Cain was Nizgalgal in Yisrei. And Tzipora, the daughter of Yisrei, is the Gilgal of that twin, of that sister. And Cain was misakin, his chait, by giving Tzipora back to Hevel, giving Tzipora back to Moshe. He says that's why Moshe was Roy at Sain, just like Hevel was Roy at Sain. And he says that the whole process of this, I don't understand any of this, I'm telling you right now, but just I found fascinating, the whole process of the tzaras that happened on Moshe's hand while he was living by Yisroi was a result of his being close to Yisroi, and originally stemmed from that original tzaras that the Kayan had, the Yotzen the Kayan Ois, that he gave him tzaras.
He gave
Kayan tzaras. But Moshe Rabbeinu was like kind of cleansing the neshama or something like that.
So he caught it from Yisrael?
Something like that, and then he was able to retire himself from it. Okay, just a side point. So that's Parshas Hazriya Mitzvah. Parshas Hazriya Mitzvah is about the Mila of Adam. It's about the Mila of Adam, along with the Chesroinus of Adam. And there's many, 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 many Limudim. I just want to point out one thing. To take from realizing the uniqueness of Adam, this is the main thing I want to focus on, the uniqueness of Adam from every Nivra in the whole world. That Adam is made up of many, many, many Koichas Gashmias, and on top of that is a Neshama Elyayna. And on that Neshama Elyayna, is a mitzvah, a tzivoy, of redu b'dgas hayom ba'oif ha-shamayim, to dominate, to control the d'gas hayom and the oif ha-shamayim. That's the uniqueness of Adam. We mentioned during the week, and it's just incredible how it comes out over here, that the Chazal, the Maral says that on Pesach we bring in a carbon sa'irim, the carbon oimer is made out of sa'irim, and on Shavuos we bring a carbon of chitim, the shtei alechem of Shavuos is made out of chitim, because sa'irim is animal food and chitim is Adam food. And during the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, Klal Yisrael went from the lowest madregas of being daimed to a behema to the highest madrega of being an Adam. How incredible, the Dvarim Gedolim Einam B'Mikra, how incredible. And we're going through a process of Sfira, that the whole idea of this process here is that we should become Nasa Adam, we should become an Adam over the weeks of Sfira. We should go from bringing a carbon Sa'irim to a carbon of Chitim, that we have a parasha. The other parasha is also of Shaychas, that we're just talking now about Sazriya Mitzayra, that we have the parasha of Sazriya Mitzayra in there, that the whole Teichet of the parasha of Sazriya Mitzayra is Nisfar Shachar Behema Chayav Oif Adam Kiyav Or Besaroi Isha Ki Sazriya Beyolda Zachar, that the whole Tumas Leid has to do with the Madreig of Adam Ubayoy Mashmini Yim Obesar Lasi, which has to do with the Madreig of Adam, that the whole Sazriya Mitzayra is about the godless of the Madreig of Adam, and it falls out right in the middle of the weeks of Sfira, that the process of Sfira is the growth, that's the process of this Kuba, is the growth from a person who's daimed to a behema, meaning what? That he's not being controlling the behema, the gatsa yayim, oif ha-shamayim, behema, remes, asal oretz, to an Adam who's fully mekayim, the redu, but gatsa yayim, oif ha-shamayim, behema, remes, asal oretz.